With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Details beginning to emerge now of President Trump's plans for ending the Russia-Ukraine war. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The proposed peace plan would limit the size of Ukraine's military, and Russia would gain land it has been unable to win on the battlefield. According to a draft document obtained by the AP, the proposal would also prevent a future expansion of NATO, which Moscow views as a potential threat. The White House says it has been receiving input from each side in the conflict, but Ukrainian President Zelensky has strongly opposed previous calls for territorial concessions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Law enforcement officials, Charlotte, North Carolina, say a federal immigration crackdown centered around that city appears to be tapering. However, a Homeland Security official insists the operation will continue. A spokeswoman says some 370 people arrested in the last 5 days, with authorities searching for illegal migrants. The White House is looking at prospects for new oil drilling in Florida and California.
Drill we must. I call it drill, baby, drill.
The government has not allowed drilling in federal waters in the eastern Gulf of Mexico, which includes Florida, since 1995 because of the possibility of oil spills. California has some offshore oil rigs, but there has been no new leasing in federal waters since the mid-1980s. Florida Senator Rick Scott, a Trump ally, wants to maintain a moratorium on offshore drilling. California Governor Gavin Newsom says expensive and riskier offshore drilling would put communities at risk and undermine economic stability. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Researchers have completed a full accounting of water uses and losses in the Rio Grande Bravo Basin in Texas as it faces severe shortages throughout the range. More on these stories. This is SRN News. A Christian legal group says it is ready for the annual so-called Christmas Wars.
For more than 20 years, Liberty Counsel has carried out its Friend or Foe campaign, which offers legal help to anybody trying to put Christ back in Christmas and having trouble doing that. Liberty Counsel points out that, quote, publicly sponsored nativity scenes on public property are constitutional. Classroom discussion of the religious aspects of the holidays is permissible. And students may distribute religious Christmas cards to their classmates. Michael Harrington reporting.
Entrepreneur Richard Gamble breaking ground on an architectural landmark that's expected to be one of the largest Christian monuments in England, if not the entire world. The Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer, with a price tag of $59 million, will not, however, carry any of the so-called familiar Christian icons. This is SRN News. Well, at least 31 babies in 15 states have been treated for botulism in the last 2 weeks. That outbreak tied to ByHeart formula, and it continues to grow.
The company confirms lab tests found samples of its formula were tainted with a type of bacteria that can cause the illness. Investigators in at least 3 states say the formula remains on some store shelves despite the recent recall of all products nationwide. Infant botulism is potentially deadly. Symptoms can take up to 30 days to develop, and the illness requires immediate medical attention. Rich Thomason reporting.
Trump administration has threatened to withhold $75 million in funding if Pennsylvania does not immediately revoke illegally issued commercial driver's licenses to immigrants. The move comes from Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. More details at srnnews.com.